You know, as we get older, health can seem pretty darn complicated. Doesn't have to be. Health can be simplified. And we're here to show you the way with a simple guide to a healthier life with the man who leading the way, Dr. Justin Fessler. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. How you doing?
Doing good here today. You know, this show, I just laugh every time, but you're talking to me and to my generation. All these health issues that I never thought about, never heard about, now I'm having to deal with. And I don't really want to talk about them too often or feel too comfortable, partly because maybe I'm embarrassed some of these things are happening to me, and partly because I really don't understand them.
Right.
Or understand why.
Yeah.
And I don't think any of my friends do either. We have these conversations that kind of talk around these things. And today you're going to talk about one that's right up there, but I'm dealing with my own family here. It's this whole issue of bunions.
Yep.
What the heck is a bunion? And tell us, you think you got some non-surgical solutions, at least in the beginning here.
Yes, yeah. So a bunion is actually, it looks like a bump on the inside of your foot at the base of the big toe.
Right.
On the inside there. And it's actually not just that there's like extra bone formation or some kind of bump forming there. It's actually that your toe is angling inward towards the midline of your foot.
Yeah.
So.
Well, this is what my wife's in her early 70s mm-hmm. here. I'm around that age. She's had this for a number of years, and it just keeps growing and getting bigger. Her mm-hmm. mother had it before her. And all they offer at this point is, let's go in and chop that bone down, and you're incapacitated for quite a while, and it's supposed to be quite painful.
Yes. So, yes, it's more common in women. Mm-hmm. But actually, I think 36% of people over 65 will develop one. So
wow.
It's very common.
She can't wear a lot of types of shoes.
Right.
Any sort of enclosure. She has to wear sort of open-toed shoes and stuff here.
Yep.
And so it severely limits what she can wear, and it's always uncomfortable when she wears anything.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, who knew I was signing up for all this stuff here?
Well, let's go back into, you know, what is it? You know, what causes it?
Yeah.
You know, maybe some prevention
and then
maybe some treatment as well.
Okay.
So the bunion, it can be, you know, related to, you know, choice of footwear, especially for women wearing high heels. 4+ inches definitely is something that is correlated with developing a bunion.
Wow, okay.
So, you know, women will want to, you know, decrease, you know, the elevation of their heel, you know, if they're wearing shoes.
That's what everybody tells you to do when you're young.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, it makes your legs look better and
longer.
You know, like, yeah, for sure.
Because my wife's short, so she always wants to, you know, look taller and everything.
Maybe platforms are a better option, right? You get the platform, then you don't have the angle that's imposed on the front of the foot. You know, congenitally, you can actually have a certain type of foot. Flat feet can contribute to the development of bunions. Tight calves, the actual structure of the first metatarsal joint. Some people, I won't get into the weeds on this, but some people have one joint within that joint, one facet, we call it.
Mm-hmm.
Some can have two or three. And people that just have one, it tends to wear more easily, and it actually is not as stable, so it'll start to pull inward more easily.
Wow.
So it's just some people are just unlucky.
The toe is pulling in somehow here.
Yeah, so the muscles are pulling in on it, as if you don't have enough, like I said, called dorsiflexion in your ankle,
mm-hmm.
then you're putting a lot more stress on the front of your foot. And if you also have a flat foot, then as you do that, instead of having your foot straight as you walk, you're going to turn it out a little bit, and then that puts a lot more strain on the inside of the big toe there and starts to push it inward.
Oh my goodness.
And
well,
there are things,
it doesn't look good, and it can be painful, and it's certainly up to now not been anything she could do about it.
Yeah. So, you know, if caught early enough, like if you just start to notice someone, you know, in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever, mm-hmm. That it's starting to turn inward and or you're getting some pain there, there are things we can do in terms of treatment as well. So it's not just we have to go to surgery. There is a point at which probably surgery is the intervention that's gonna help you the most.
Right.
But until you reach like a severe degree, there are things we can do to reduce that. So if we look at just some of the research, there was Tom Michaud is a chiropractor who actually did an article kind of accounting what causes the bunions, things we can do to as far as exercises and interventions.
Mm-hmm.
things we can do as far as those interventions might be toe spreaders and stuff like that to help to kind of,
I've seen those,
you know,
yeah,
move right. your toes in a way that's going to help to spread them apart. And so I'll go into a little bit of that as well, as far as just practical things that people can do to help kind of reverse the process.
Counter. You can go find those things. It's sort of like
and they're cheap. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really easy.
Put your toes through each little point. And
exactly. Yeah. So if we look at some of the studies, there was a study done that looked at strengthening and stretches that are intended to treat the certain muscles that affect the angle of the toe. Mm-hmm. They were able to decrease the angle by 8 degrees in 12 weeks.
What?
So 8 degrees is quite a bit. Yeah. And that's enough that at least you're reversing the progression. You know, so you're turning back the clock a little bit. And if you keep doing those, you should be able to keep it there instead of it getting worse and worse until you need surgery.
So let me stop you for 1 second here.
Yeah.
You're a physical therapist. You're a doctor of physical therapy. You've mm-hmm. studied this thing in great detail. That's what the whole show's about. Do people come to you early on and say, what's happening here? My toe is turning in or my
It's not that often that they'll bring it up right away. So you almost have to, you know, do like a foot exam. So for even if people have like back issues or whatever, it is a good idea to have your foot examined, you know, early on in your 20s, 30s, 40s, to just to know what your baseline is so that you have...
Exactly. And would I have ever thought in my 20s, 30s, 40s, hey, look at my foot?
I never. Know. Yeah.
And I think that's what happened in my wife's case. She kept thinking, well, this will stop or this won't get any worse or I'll deal with it.
Right.
Put it off and put it off. Now it's a problem. And it's probably past the point that...
Well, I don't know. She should get it checked out. I mean, you can see a podiatrist is a great way to start.
Okay.
She can see a physical therapist, too. Some physical therapists maybe have a little more experience with feet and, like, specialize. But in general, therapists should be able to, you know, intervene and help, you know, correct that. And then if, you know, it's something that's more severe, then we send you to a podiatrist or, you know, unfortunately, eventually, it may be a foot surgeon. So.
Yeah, right.
There was another study that looked at toe spread out exercise, which is kind of spreading the toes. Connecting to the feet is very difficult if you haven't done these before. It's very frustrating to start to do it because it's not exercises that we normally do. It's not like, you know, doing bicep curls or something where you're used to it. So tapping into these muscles in the feet, it takes a lot of effort. And it's very kind of stressful to try to connect to the feet again.
You mean it's like somehow if you just showed me how to do it. Nothing
it'd be hard. I think it would be hard for you to do. Yeah. Moving your big toe, you know, spreading it apart from your little toe mm-hmm. is just something that we don't really think about doing. And it's not something that naturally happens with a lot of activities you do. So those muscles, you know, sometimes they go, I'll call it dormant, you know, so they're not activating the way they should. And if you start to use them, you can kind of turn that connection on again. And just like, you know, playing piano, practice, you'll get better and better at it.
Is this something you could do just sitting at your desk or
Correct. Something? Yeah. And it takes, you know, repetitions daily. You have to work at it to really get an effect.
So if you're female, you're more likely, and it's probably because of a lot of it, foot choices, shoe choices, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. That can lead to it. Is it hereditary in any way, shape, or form? Because my wife's mother had it.
Right. The hereditary component, I think, would be the development, you know, I call it congenital, like kind of born with a certain type of joint of that big toe. And I don't know if that's a hereditary thing or not. I assume there might be some kind of hereditary component, but I really don't know
I'm just asking because maybe it's too late now, but had she... heard this 40 years ago, she might have thought, hey, I might be headed this way, my mother had this way, so I could...
It's good to look at, It's kind of like if you know your parents or had colon cancer, then you know you need to get screened earlier.
Exactly.
And that's a genetic thing for sure. So
okay, so I can literally do some kind of exercise, but maybe my toe isn't ready, those muscles have gone dormant, and I have to turn them on again here.
Right, yeah. So... there was. I think the study that looked at that showed an increase in the muscle that prevents bunions, which is that abductor muscle of the great toe, by 24%. So that's significant. Yeah,
that's really.
So that's enough that we're going to make a change, turn the dial a little bit, and help to prevent that from getting worse over time.
Each week, I'm surprised each episode at how one of the components is always exercise.
It is. Yeah. That's probably, something that will come up recurrently throughout, no matter what you're looking at. Exercise is helpful.
Exercise before to prevent it.
Yeah.
Exercise afterwards
exactly.
to retrain it or to stop it.
Yep. So I think we'll go into just some of the like maybe practical solutions for this. So if we look at exercise, which we kind of talked about, a lot of times the calf muscles are tight. So those are the muscles in the lower leg that as you walk, you're kind of stretching that as you go into that walking pattern. And you need to have dorsiflexion in your ankle, and tight calf muscles prevent that from happening. That's the ability of your foot to come up towards your knee. And if you're really tight in your calf, what that does is it places a lot more strain on the front of your foot, including that big toe area. So,
and is it any specific time? Do I have to stretch it for a second?
It's quite a bit. So if we're looking at, let me see here. So you want to stretch those calf muscles a minute, but you want to do that at least 5 times a day. So we're looking at really concerted effort of getting at least 5 minutes of stretching for each leg.
Right.
So we're looking at maybe 15 minutes of, you know, up to 15 minutes of stretching. I give 1 minute stretches three times a day. So it's more important that we get in doses like that throughout the day than doing like 2 times a week, you know, for 20 minutes. I'd rather you do it daily for several minutes, several times a day.
Do shorter stretches do the same thing?
Or? They don't, yeah. So a short stretch, you know, you might feel a little alleviation in terms of pain, tension, that kind of thing for a short period of time, but it's not going to change the needle in terms of your actual range of motion. Hmm. So you need to get that high dose of stretching to get any change to happen. And then same thing as far as those spread out exercises. So these are things that we can show you in therapy too, mm-hmm. but basically you're going to try to spread the big toe away from the little toe. And those are going to be done again, several times a day to help to activate those muscles. And when we do that in conjunction with the calf exercise, then we're going to help to improve the function of the
good news is foot. Unlike so many exercise things that you tell me to do, I don't have to go out and join a gym or run for an hour or something here.
Right.
This is something I'm literally sitting here at this desk all day long.
Mm-hmm.
I could be doing these kinds of things or other
things. They're simple things. You can just take a 2 minute break and get it in.
Right.
There's another muscle called the peroneals in your foot that helps to push the foot out. But that muscle actually, the peroneus longus, connects all the way to the first metatarsal, which is the one that connects to that bunion area.
Mm-hmm.
And so that actually is a foot stabilizer too. It helps to stabilize the arch. And so that exercise, even if people have a bunion that's beyond, you know, help, right. doing that exercise alone, they've shown can help to reduce some of the symptoms and create
and
some stability in the
again?
Foot.
That's,
it's pushing your foot down and out, basically.
Down and out.
And out, yeah. So pushing the foot kind of downward towards the floor and then out to the side. Yeah.
Are there places, can I go to YouTube and look up these kinds
you
of
could,
exercises?
You could, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So.
Or if you need coaching or help, that's something you guys could provide?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, there's that article by Tom Michaud,
mm-hmm.
And that is also helpful. Let me see if I can get the spelling of his name.
Get him on the show.
I think I have
something.
That'd be great. Yeah, he's a chiropractor, like I said, but he just did a great job of describing everything. Tom, and then Michaud is Michaud.
Okay.
And he simplifies it pretty well. I don't know where, I think he's in the U.S., but yeah, I'm not sure where he is.
Well, here's a problem that sounds like only old people get it, a bunion. And so you never think about, oh my God, I'm never going to get that. I don't ever want to think about getting that. And yet you're saying early on you could detect this, you could delay it, maybe you could even stop it just by some simple little being aware of it,
right?
Doing some basic little simple exercises, spread your toe, move your foot out,
yep.
And then what choices?
Yeah,
lifestyle choices.
So yeah, using the toe spreaders. So what you're going to do is use like a kind of smaller toe spreaders during the day when you're actually wearing your shoes,
mm-hmm.
and then at night you can wear bigger ones that are spreading them even more. And that's also been shown to help that angle of the big toe. So kind of reducing that over time. Again, these things need to be done consistently to get any kind of benefit
that's
from them.
The problem with all the things you're describing here, I do it for 5 minutes and then I quit, you know.
Yeah.
You got to stick with it. You got to do this. Maybe put a little any of the little tips, like put some little reminder on your computer or something
here. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you can actually use if people are looking at doing this and try to get this intervention, you know, I would recommend seeing a therapist or a podiatrist to get, you know, just some professional feedback about your specific situation and not assuming that you know what you need.
Yeah, please don't take any of this as medical advice, folks. This is just education.
Yeah. But, you know, you can get these apps on your phone that show angles. You can actually measure the angle. So you can download one of those and kind of measure your progress, too. So you can see where you are in terms of how bad it is, and then you can, you know, kind of monitor it over time and see how those exercises are helping to reduce that angle.
I think we should do a class action lawsuit against all shoemakers, fancy women shoemakers, because they know better. They're causing this here, right? But we all are, you know, prey to the, well, women especially, prey to the latest shoe fashions, and we all know that women's shoes aren't comfortable. Well, I don't know that I haven't tried them on. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But everybody hears the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a great point. So just, you know, shoe wear choice, make sure you have a big enough toe box that you're not, you know, scrunching your feet.
Toe box
is the front part of your shoe that allows, either is tight or loose. You know, it's just the front part of the shoe that can be squeezing too much on each side of your foot.
Yeah.
And then that can also contribute. But
I have not very often, but a couple of times gone with her when she's bought clothes. And so she'll say, I'm going to get a pair of shoes to match this outfit here. Never once did they say, oh, and ma'am.
Look at that toe box. Yeah, it's probably the opposite term you want to hear when you associate with your foot, right? Not very cute to have a boxy foot.
Yeah. Oh, you got a great toe box there, right? A nice big toe box. That'll look good on the runway here. Well, I thank you for bringing these topics.
Yeah.
I'm laughing about them, but oh, my God, I'm living with them. And I don't think anybody else talks about them, or is there any place to deal with them? If they want to learn more, where would you go?
Yeah.
You're saying online? Or
so maybe? We're in Lake Forest, Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Lake Forest.
And Bellet, as always?
Yeah, it's FYZICAL.
Okay.
And we're at 949-716-1800 if you want to just call, or you can just find us online.
Would any of this be covered under insurance, or this is all?
Yeah, so this is, yeah. So we take most PPOs and Medicare and stuff. So this is something that's a normal physical therapy intervention. Yeah, it wouldn't require, to my knowledge, any cash-based services or anything. Maybe you'd want to get some toe spreaders and, you know, some stuff like that.
Yeah,
but most of it's just
those costs.
Yeah.
And what does this do to your balance? Because you're a balance center too. If my toe is off, if my foot is off.
Oh yeah.
If I'm walking inwards, wouldn't that change my gait?
For sure. Yeah, people with toe and foot issues oftentimes have balance issues, and over time, as you start to accommodate for these, you know, pain problems you have, then you also get weaknesses that develop in other areas of your body, which compounds those balance issues, or maybe you just become, you know, less active in general.
And you've talked about it before. If your basic foundation is off, I'm standing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm compensating, I'm pulling up my shoulder, I'm pulling up my leg, I'm doing something to try and say, ouch, it hurts. So I'm gonna twist my body in a way so it doesn't put pressure on that point.
Yep.
Now I'm throwing everything else out of whack.
That's what
chiropractors talk about, and you guys talk about everything. All one leads to another problem.
Yeah, so it's a kinetic chain, we call it. And when one of the chains, you know, starts to have some kind of weakness or tightness or something, then it affects the other ones. And so over time, you know, a foot problem ends up being a back, a hip, a knee problem. So,
So take it seriously. Don't just ignore it like, I'm sorry, we did in our lives here. And just, it's a bunion. That's just a little bump in my foot here or something.
Yeah, earlier intervention is always best, no matter what you got. Yeah.
Okay, one more time. How do they reach you?
Yeah, Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Lake Forest. And the number, if you want to call, is 949-716-1800.
Okay. Well, bunions, who knew? But maybe there are some non-invasive ways to, if you catch them early enough, to prevent them or handle them or deal with them so that you don't turn it into a bigger long-term problem. Thanks you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, there you have it. A simple way to look at your health. It starts by recognizing where you're at and to deal with it early, and then find ways, find partners, find information to make health simplified. There is a simple guide to a healthier life, and that's what we're here to show you. Right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center.